Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
To compare with pure imagination, living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. If you wanna be. I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. Hold your breath.
the fallen leaves drift by my window. Red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all.
Tommy! presence of my music, my mind, body, and soul are drifting. No longer will I hide all this love I have inside. I'll express it till I die. What is your passion? Can you feel it as it swells, building into a fervor you don't quite understand, carrying with it something so precious you long to say what? Exciting, tingling, sensational, yet you don't know why. Passion. Can you feel it?
Roll, roll, roll your boat gently down the street. Mary, 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 wife of golden dreams. Rainy day, daddy. Rainy, rainy, daddy. Rainy, rainy.
Welcome again to this wonderful play experience on the playground of life. They call me Ombasa Sofira. Who I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and always all love. George Gorillas was at the top inciting our pure imagination. You can find him at evzonemusic.com. Love him, love him, love him. And he was followed by an entourage of sisters, my sister friends, and Daye. Starting us out on the entourage with Autumn Leaves. And you can find her at Daye Sings on Facebook. And she was followed by Just Cynthia, shining the love glow. Beautiful track. And you'll see her if you visit justcynthia.weebly.com. That's justcynthia.weebly.com. And bringing up the rear was my comrade, Ebony Ram. All one word, y'all. She was talking about one of our favorite subjects here on the playground, passion. And I love the simplicity of that piece, you know. Very gentle passion she put forth there. You can find her in all her glory on EbonyRam.com. And of course, you know who rows me on the playground every week. Dalil and Dakari. All right. Yes, indeed. I love, love, love this work of sharing love and empowerment around the globe. A beautiful thing it is, you know. And the orchestration of God, the Creator, is masterful, it's mighty, and it's magnificent. All the play is always set up to be in time and in tune with universal order. Not a minute too soon, and not showing up a minute too late. Take that to the bank. For all we do and set forth to be in life, the Creator's mightiness reigns supreme. And I just love how this year rolled in with a big bang for my buck. With it came the embodiment of awareness, okay? New phrase that pays. Embodiment of awareness. I could feel an emergence happening in November when there were lots of transformational things and things were happening. They were taking place in my life. I know they were in my life, and those around me, I heard a little whispers about them talking about it too, but it feels good. It feels good to think about expanding in this life and emerging with this life. It feels good that I don't have to force anything. Really come into the realization that I don't have to force anything. Just allow. Allow love. Really. Yeah, really. You know? I'm so grateful in this space where I don't have to know anything anymore. You know? I can just stay in this space with choice. Now, I do slip out from time to time. I'm not going to front. But it is fun now to just kind of say, oh, yeah, you over there again. Come on back over here, girl. Just gently urge myself back into the space of grace. When nothing really matters and yet everything does. Now, you go ahead and take that schizophrenic behavior back to wherever you want to take it, because it really doesn't matter. Indeed. I'm really learning that not knowing is really perfect. It's perfection. That I don't need to be or do or know anything. Not really. So I'm seeking more to just do that, to dismantle, you know, just take it apart. Demolition team, let's blow up it into little thousands of pieces. These thoughts that become things, sometimes things, most of the time, things that we do not want to see. So when my thoughts get really hard to let go of, I work to create lots and lots and loads of better feeling thoughts. I like feeling like I can choose my thoughts, you know? That the Creator within me and I, yes, are one, and we can strike a perfect balance in and around my life. And I know always that this source of love, this Creator is benevolent. It is the perfect stream of well-being that I am. You know, and it's the extension and expression that I am. So then I am well-being. And I can accept that. And I can be happy accepting my own well-being. And I am. Without any votes from the peanut gallery. No, thank you. I don't need any votes. Thank you. And I can just feel the rightness of that. And it feels so good. I had a signature workshop that I did for years. And it was entitled, Taking Responsibility for Your Health and Well-Being. Well, now, I feel where I am in this moment, I want to bring in exhilaration for your well-being, being happy, being joyful already for your well-being, not having to clean up anything, you know, just taking that exhilaration, that joy, and it just gives it a whole nother energy, one of appreciation, one of loving yourself passionately. What does that put together? Passionately loving, appreciating you. I am just indeed joyful. I am glad that I don't even have to wonder or figure out whether that was even right or wrong, what I just said, or anything, you know. I can just be here on this playground for the fun of it. Just for the fun of it. Just because I'm a wonderful, groovy, awesome, enjoyable kind of person, you know? Love, love, love my playground. I love this playtime. I love feeling secure. I love feeling well taken care of. I love feeling like being like a child, you know, trusting always that the Creator has me completely covered. That like a child, I'm supposed to find things. It's just what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to find things that I like to do. And I could run from one thing to another. Anything I like, I could just go back and then go back over here. And then I can go back over there and no matter what no one else feels about it. I can do this. I just love, 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 love everything about this life. Everything that we experience on a daily basis. I love it. It's a blessing to be here to express, to really express. I have just a few questions that I really, it's been on me for a while, and I have asked these questions before, but I really want to ask them again because they're there and they're not going anywhere. Who do you think will honor the truth of who you are if you don't? Are you holding yourself back for any reason? If so, are they worth it? If you look at it, how are you holding yourself back today? Are you finding people in situations to fill your thoughts and unconsciously distract you from what it is that you really say you want? And this is a good one. Is it time to be revealed? Is it time for revelations in your own life? I really like that one. Okay, well, I'm going to leave you with those questions. And I'm going to be back with you right after the break. And I'm going to bring you a little bit of Sherry Marie. Actually, I'm going to bring you the whole thing. I was giving you snippets when she was here last 2 weeks. But we're going to give you the whole piece, Rebirth. We can blast it out. She's coming out this week.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Light Conversations Radio.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Rebirth, a renewed existence.
Ah.
Welcome again to the Play Experience, where we are rebirthing with Sherry Marie. That was just absolutely all that the doctor ordered. Yes, indeed. She delivered everything. I don't think I need to say more about that particular thing. What I will say is that Dr. Michelle Clay and I are delivering a series of retreats this year that are called Rebirthing Your Passion. And there are several parts to it that I've always taught in all of my retreats and workshops. And it is about retreating in that contemplative mode to first know where you are. You know, where are you in your life? I asked some questions before the break that I find to be questions that I continually, I revisit them for myself. The greatest healer, we all know, is in healing yourself. And I revel in that, because in all of its ups and downs and spinning all around, life is wonderful. It's great. It's delicious. It's yummy. And every time we get to contemplate, every time we get to conversate with ourselves, with our larger part of ourselves, it's always going to be good. It's always going to be the best orgasm, the best communication orgasm we could possibly have. So it's really wonderful and yummy for me to deliver these gifts, these trinkets in the world. I love it. These gems. The first series, the first part of a series is always retreat, which is contemplation, contemplating where you are, what's happening around you, getting your bearings to say, okay, all right, I need to look at this. This and this needs to go. And this over here, well, I kind of like it. It's working, so I'm going to keep this. But the things that need to go, we need to retreat to work on that. We need to release. We need to die and be reborn. And the next aspect of it is trusting that process to do that. The process of death and rebirth. You know, finding, exploring your relationship between your creative process of being a life artist and deciding what gifts are you going to choose to use right now for yourself and for others. How are you going to bring your energy and intention to the process of becoming itself? How are you going to let go of the expectations about the end results? How are you going to untangle your own judgments about your unique gifts? How are you going to untangle yours from the judgments of others that you have around you? The other yous. It's a beautiful thing, and I'm just excited to be working with Dr. Michelle Clay, which I will have her on this playground very shortly. I put the call out. I put my megaphone up and I said, Michelle, where are you? Man, we need you to come on here and let's talk about what we're going to share, because it's very, for me, it's a new thing. I kind of shy away from that megaphone. Come over here, this is what I do, which is totally ridiculous. And it is a ridiculous mode that I have slide from. Yeah. So we're gonna share from a space of love that we both have for humanity, for the universe, you know? And the whole idea of rebirthing your passion, you know, and the movements, if you will, on that voyage out into the world with a new and improved blueprint, a new and improved passion, if you will. Yes, we will continue to passionately love and appreciate who we are on this playground of life. It's very important in this lifetime for me to express that. So I shall. Yes, indeed. So the first retreat is going to be on March 21st, and that's going to be in New Orleans. And the second retreat is going to be in St. Lucia, and that's going to be in June. And we're still deciding for the locations for the third one, but it's going to be, I back it up. Don't be shame, no shade. The one in June is not in St. Lucia. The one in October is in St. Lucia. The one in June is in Panama City. Okay, I need to get my itinerary before I start promoing, right? Okay, that's okay. We'll put a pin in that, and we'll come back to that when we get Dr. Michelle Clay on this playground, and she's very good with that promo. I'm going to let her do her job. And I'm learning to trust this process and unearth my buried treasure, you know, all of my treasures, all of my gems. I'm learning, I'm growing. Yes, indeed. You know, I was speaking earlier about not needing to know. It's nice to know. It's nice to be, to become, to do things. It's nice, all of that. It's just the getting to the point of not feeling like you have to, like you're responsible to do that. No, that's what I'm not subscribing to anymore. I have to be a certain way. Can I just come out here and just act crazy? And that be okay? Can I be what people would call schizophrenic? And that be okay? Will you still love me today if I'm that way? Can I stay? Can I play? Because I want to. And I'm going to do it anyway. Oh, Lord have mercy. Yes, indeed. I love it. I love it. I love it. Talk about, you know, untangling from our own judgments about our own unique gifts that we hold. They're ours. Why are we judging them? This is what we come here with. Get over it. Because it's here. So, you know, and that's why, you know, the retreat is going to be, all the retreats I'm very excited about. The International Play Retreat is in September. That's, that I do know. That's in Destin Beach, Florida. And you can find out about that one on my website. Now, that one, I have the information for it on bossa.com/events or iwillplay.org. And there's an actual link for the 2015 International Play Retreat. And, you know, it offers everyone the opportunity to just come and to unearth all of the potential and the possibilities for greatness in your life relationships. And this is possible. I'm experiencing it right now. I am thankful for my relationships that I have in my life now that I've grown to and through. And I feel very enlivened by the fact that all of them feel good to me at this time. Isn't that something to say? It's juicy fruit. Yeah, I do everything with as it pertains to yumminess. I love it. Yes, indeed. So next week I will have Dr. Michelle Clay on. Maybe I'll keep her on the playground for a couple of weeks just so we can share, because I always have so much fun with playmates. As you know, I'm sure you know, you're on this playground every week. See me cutting up, and I will continue to do that. Well, I'm going to go out with some music. I'm trying to see what I want to play. Does anybody want to do a meditation? I was thinking about playing Responding. Yeah. How about that? Let's do Responding. Do a little meditation, because, you know, the breath is so important. Breath is life. I really love everything about getting into that meditative space. Breath to me is like an interdimensional vessel, you know. It's like, and I think we should just use this interdimensional vessel, this carrier of our source, our creator energy, our God that we carry in this breath, spirit. You know, I like for it to carry us on this voyage. So we're gonna go on the waters, you know. The waters that connect you with your eternal whole, your eternal self. It connects you to everything, inside, outside, You know, every breath you take is in all beings, all in all things, all energy. Just fathom that, you know, the creator, the source. You're breathing it in and out. So simply trust your heart to filter out anything that you don't need in this process. We're going to just take a little voyage. Just breathe in the love and send it all out to the universe. And then notice a nice new flow, a glow from your heart area just becoming more powerful as you continue to breathe and ride the magic carpet ride. So I'm going to love you and leave you. And I'll see you next week with bells on. Alrighty. Mbasa out.
Caring for one you love has no place for abusive behavior. Behavior that seeks to control, manipulate, and validate. There is no room in this space for physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental abuse to have any place. If we are truly loving ourselves, as we say we do others, we will honor that another has all rights to be just as they are, never changing for another, only for oneself. Always bearing in mind that the Creator always loves us just as we are, Therefore, we need no validation from others. At times, we the humans, we allow ourselves to look for love in abuse. Abuse of all kinds. Our relationships are based upon the need for someone else to show us that they love us by doing something to cause a reaction. Impulsive reaction over spontaneous response. Responding requires a desire to truly hear, a desire to truly see what is being said to us in any and each given situation. Honoring the other for all that they're bringing in this moment. And in this moment, allowing spiritual guidance and deliberate movement to cause us to respond. Responding when guided by spirit, can only be respectful. Responding when guided by spirit can only come from love. We must always honor ourselves as much as we do others. We must always love ourselves as we do others. There's only one love. The only love is unconditional. Without judgments, without fears of denial, because we love ourselves, we allow ourselves to just be as we are. We allow others to just be as they are. There can be no abuse when there is true love. We abuse ourselves. We punish ourselves with self-judgment. Let's replace. There is no space for self-judgment. There is only a place for love. Universal love. It's always what we seek to remember that is the true essence of who we are. We come from a source of abundant love. There's no reason for us not to feel love permeating in our hearts, our souls, and our minds. Lest we forget that we can always stop. We can always stop and remember from whence we came. And in this moment, we will always feel the warmth in our souls, our hearts, with love. Only love can conquer all things on this earth and beyond. Love is the greatest tool that we were blessed in this lifetime to possess. Only love gives the true meaning of what life really is. So we take this moment and each moment that follows to honor and to thank the one most high, the masterful, the merciful, the magnificent. Creator, of us all. We thank you and we love you. We honor your words always that are true. So